1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Hamas has submitted its response to the latest ceasefire proposal put forth by the U.S. and endorsed by the U.N. Security Council. A U.S. official says Hamas has questions and additional demands. ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge is in Tel Aviv.
The Israeli government and Hamas still have competing interests in the type of deal they want to accept. Hamas, we know, wants a deal which at least gives a clear pathway towards a definitive end to the war. The Israeli government is only willing to accept that type of deal if it first can, quote, achieve its objectives.
President Biden traveling to Delaware following the conviction of his son Hunter Biden today. A jury found him guilty on all counts, including lying on a form in 2018 to purchase a weapon and possessing a firearm while abusing drugs. His attorneys plan to appeal. And you may have noticed a dip in gas prices, the national average of regular gas dropping by 9 cents from the last week. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Downtown Milwaukee business owners want the Republican National Convention protest zone moved. That's after efforts fell short to ban guns inside the convention's so-called soft zone, which includes the planned free speech zone. Bar and restaurant owners say they're worried about potentially violent confrontations. Observers say four state Senate races are competitive this year as Democrats try to take the majority in as soon as 2 years.
If you don't win all four, you're okay. You can get there. If you win just two, that's really tough. That makes it challenging. So for Democrats, they want three. Three gives them a pretty good chance for 2026.
J.R. Ross of WisPolitics speaking with Wisconsin Eye. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. A Fond du Lac firefighter pleads no contest and is convicted of one count of possession of child pornography. Nine other counts were dismissed but can be considered when the judge sentences Edgar Ramirez-Tellez. Ramirez-Tellez was arrested at the fire station when the Wisconsin Department of Justice showed up to interview him. He admitted to having child porn on his cell phone and tablet. Ramirez-Tellez will be sentenced on September 12th. The city of Green Bay is considering adding two locations for early in-person absentee voters. The Common Council will discuss the proposal at its meeting tonight. The locations being considered are the Johnsonville Tailgate Village at Lambeau Field and St. Bernard Church. In-person absentee voting starts July 30th for the August primary and October 22nd for the November general election. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
A big win for the Brewers' Colin Ray. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 3-1 win over the Blue Jays. Right-hand pitcher Colin Ray held Toronto to just three hits over seven innings in his longest outing in 8 years. I asked him what made the difference.
We were kind of executing that backdoor sinker, and that played really well off of other stuff that we were attacking them with. And then, you know, they were pretty aggressive, so we were getting ahead. And, you know, we played great defense and got some key hits when we needed to.
Game two of the three-game series tonight in Milwaukee. NFL. 40-year-old tight end Mercedes Lewis re-signed for another year with the Chicago Bears. This will be his 19th season. Packers minicamp underway. Quarterback Jordan Love asked, who does he consider his number one receiver?
We have a lot of depth at the receiver position. I think it's a good problem to have. You know, you don't have to have a number one receiver. I think it works out well when you can spread the ball out. I think in the long run, it helps us not having a number one guy, a true number one guy. But I think all those guys can step up and be the one, you know, any given day.
That's the Packers' Jordan Love with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Maybe a storm through early evening, otherwise mostly clear and a low in the mid-50s tonight. Partly sunny for tomorrow, evening storms possible. Some could be strong with damaging wind gusts and large hail. A high to the mid-80s. Thursday, just a slight storm chance and a high near 85. It's 69 degrees right now.
Do you like Delta 8? It'd be cooler if you did. We proudly announce the Devil's Advocates have partnered with Herbal Aspect to bring your newest Delta 8 favorites, Devil's Gummies, exclusively at herbalaspect.com. Legal for consumption by adults, they may be mailed directly to your home. Always use Devil Radio at checkout to let Herbal Aspect know where you heard them. Order today for delivery. Devil's Gummies and Devil Radio exclusive specials only from herbalaspect.com. Code Devil Radio. DevilRadioSwag.com. You've asked for it for over a decade. We've finally gotten off our dead ass and responded. DevilRadioSwag.com. T-shirt and Dom's favorite slimming black, white, or gray. DevilRadioSwag.com. Crew necks, hoodies, coffee mugs, exclusive merchandise of the greatest radio show ever, only at the DevilRadioSwag.com, because we got bills too.
Pete Schwabba. On the next Nightlight, I welcome from Mad Men and Whose Line Is It Anyway, actor Joel Murray. And Civic Media's own Stuart J. Waddles joins me to discuss Summerfest and fibs.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the Tuesday edition. Dom, welcome to my little world.
Hey, Crudy, happy Taco Tuesday, man. Yeah, Rich working the board, our fair audience. Hit us up anytime. It's a political party, especially when you participate. 844-967-2789.
Dom, would you say this is our time down here?
If I'm here and you're here, wouldn't it be our time?
Breaking news. Well, it's broken before we came on the air today. The broken news is that Hunter Biden, guilty, guilty, guilty. The president's son now three times feloniously convicted on apparently lying to get a gun. Lied about a gun.
The AP.
Lied about drug use. While obtaining a gun.
Hunter Biden guilty of lying to a federally licensed gun dealer, making a false claim on the application by saying he was not a drug user, and illegally having the gun for 11 days. And for that crime, apparently he's subject to 25 years in prison when he is sentenced. Though as a first-time offender, he would not get anywhere near the maximum, and there's no guarantee the judge would send him to prison. She has not yet set a sentencing date.
Now, Hunter Biden met with his father in Delaware after the conviction today. President Joe Biden landed at the Delaware Air National Guard base at 4:37 p.m. Eastern time, and video showed Hunter Biden and his wife, Melissa, walking across the tarmac to greet the president. He gave him a big old hug, Dom. Gave Dad a hug. And here's the question. Do you pardon your son? Now, Joe Biden said he would not pardon his son if convicted of these federal crimes. And Hunter does have another trial coming, right? He's got a trial coming in September for tax evasion. Mm-hmm. Money he has subsequently repaid, but had not been repaid. And he was like $1.4 million behind on his taxes. So if your old man is the president of the United States and he's got this awesome power to pardon any man, woman, or child, I would guess, convicted of federal crimes. Dom, you think the old man's a softy, and it's not a question of if, but when he will pardon Hunter Biden.
When? Absolutely. Well, certainly the trial has yet to, you know, there's appeal process. This is not yet over. Just like Trump's trial is not yet over. He's got to be sentenced. There'll be an appeal, presumably. And then at some point he'll have to report, presumably. Joe has said he would not pardon his son. Okay. I mean, certainly that's the politically correct thing to do, to say. Now, a couple of scenarios.
Joe Biden could say it's rigged. Of course I'm going to pardon my son. It's rigged.
Well, we can get into that. Of course, they haven't done that. There's, and look at the dichotomy. Is that the proper term to how the Biden family responds to his a family member being convicted of a crime versus the Trump family and how they respond and the sycophants and so forth. But that aside, the decision by Joe Biden. No, I will not pardon. I will not pardon my son. No, if he loses, well, why wouldn't he? You know, on the way out, absolutely pardon him. I mean, again, look at the bar. Don't compare him to the Almighty. Compare him to Trump. Trump pardoned all sorts of folks, man. Bannon. He pardoned Steve Bannon. Roger Stone. I mean, he pardoned these cats that are involved in overthrowing the government. You know, the son was on drugs and lied on a form and had a gun for 11 days. And he's subject to 25 years after the deal. So anyway, my point being, if Biden loses the election, pardon him anyway. Biden wins the election, wait a while. See how it plays out. Pardon him anyway. I mean, that would be my position.
You have little character. You didn't make a public statement like the president did that he would not pardon his son.
Clear. So now public statements. This is our standard, right? Who's going to be objective to it? Are you going to object to it, Crudy, or the Mega's going to object to it? I certainly agree. I get the point. He said he's not going to do it, and he changed his mind. But people have the right to change their mind. What about the Republicans? What about Mega? Are we going to hold that to that standard? Look what they do, man. You're going to all of a sudden say, oh, Joe Biden's got to get impeached. He said he wouldn't pardon his son. Now he's doing that. Shame on him. Give me a break, man. Compare it to Trump and the Megas. That's what I look at, man.
Well, obviously, you clearly share the little character of the Megas if you think that's the appropriate answer. I think we've already heard the right answer from the president.
Hang on. Why is that the right answer in your mind? Why is that the right answer? He said it. Now, there's one thing to say whether or not he should have said that. But why do you think that's the right answer?
Why should the president's son get pardoned? I mean,
why should anybody get pardoned?
Well, there are some people that were, you know, put into a bad position or through the course of time, you know, history hasn't judged their conviction to have been accurate, let's just say. Uh-huh. But the jurors coming out of this trial said effectively they left us no alternative except to bring a conviction against Hunter Biden. Now, even the jurors that were interviewed by CNN questioned whether or not this trial should have ever occurred. We know.
Oh, they were interviewed by CNN. They weren't doxxed. They weren't given death threats. What an astounding difference from a conviction for the Biden family versus a conviction on the Trump family. But please continue.
But you're basically saying because Trump did it, it's okay for Joe Biden to do it.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying I would do it given the circumstances. Number one, I would not have said I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't answer the question. You know, let the jury, let the court system play out. I would not have put myself in a position where I had to go against my word. Number one. Number two, given the circumstances, the gun for 11 days in the midst of a crack, whatever party, whatever he was into. Obviously, he was in a bad space, man. Nobody got hurt. Nothing happened. There's no one lost anything. No one got stolen. No one got fraud. No one, nothing.
That's what I hear from defendant Trump.
A victimless crime. Well, explain to me then what was. Who was damaged by it? So my point being, given the comparisons of, look at the people who have been pardoned over the last 10 years by presidents. And you think you should... this should go on? If it were me, hell no, man. Absolutely not. Again, it depends on what the sentence is.
Should Nixon have been pardoned?
No. If Nixon wasn't pardoned, we would not be in the situation we are in today.
But you're going to have the Democratic president set this standard that it's okay if it's your kid and you don't feel like, you know, he really deserved it.
Well, isn't that what pardons are?
Well, is he pardoned, not guilty of the crimes?
Pyro got pardoned, right?
Again, unless you want me to hold Joe Biden to the standard of zero decency that is Donald Trump, I would suggest.
If you think Joe Biden pardoned Hunter, he would have zero decency? That's your position?
If he came out and told the American people he would not pardon his son, and he then backslid and turned around and did it, I think that would be a poor sign of character.
What if he said no new taxes and then he raised taxes? I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Cost H.W. Bush re-election, dude.
Politicians say things all the time that don't end up coming to fruition. Are you going to hold everyone to that standard on every topic?
Come on, man. That's different than blatantly lying to the American people about the circumstance of your son. This is not a campaign promise that I'm going to try and lower unemployment.
He's not going to pardon him. You know what? You did these things. This is terrible. You got to pay the price. 25 years. Then maybe just throws the books at him. 25 years. Would you pardon him then?
I give him a commutation of his sentence. But that's different than a pardon. That doesn't
wipe his
sentence.
Does commutation mean he doesn't have to go to jail or gets out of jail early?
Well, 25 years, I would see the argument for not sending my son to prison for 25 years.
We're already in agreement. Now we're talking about how bad the sentence is.
But we're not talking about a pardon because I am not. If the president made the statement, which he did,
okay, all right, fair enough.
Pardon my son.
Commute
his sentence.
Okay, he's still convicted. You commute his sentence, meaning that he doesn't have to go to jail, right?
But he would still lose a lot of rights as a convicted felon in the United States. Might lose the liquor licenses at his golf courses, Tom. Might lose the right to go buy a handgun, let's just say, and carry it as a felon. There are rights that he might lose the right to vote for his old man. So there are rights he would lose, but a commutation.
You're following the commutation. Okay, fair enough.
Well, that's not what Joe Biden said. I'm trying to hold the man to his pledge.
How is that different? So he doesn't have to serve the sentence he was given by the jury.
Okay, the jury doesn't offer the sentence, just so we're clear. The jury finds guilt or innocence.
Given by the judge, convicted by the jury. Fair enough. So you're fine with the commutation. You're fine with everything short of a pardon.
And a 25-year sentence for a crime that is seldom, if ever, prosecuted. Yes, I would be okay with the commutation. But I think if, let's say Hunter gets a year, you know what? Serve your year. You did the crime, do the time. Do other people get treated differently? Are there drug addicts that have possessed firearms for longer than 11 days? I suspect there are, Dom. But you know what? You wrote a book about it. You confessed your crimes. You made yourself a target. You left your laptop at a freaking store forever. You know, you brought some of this on yourself. And I would say, I don't care how old this man is, 54. If this guy hasn't learned his lessons by now, maybe he needs to spend some time in the clink.
Well,
it's supposed to have a deterrent effect. What's that?
Oh, what was that? I don't know the dates. How long ago? 10 years ago? How long ago was this?
No, the alleged crime of when he...
Yes.
I'd have to look it up.
All right. We'll look it up. And we'll take your calls. 844-967-2789. Crudy, maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. He'll just give him a commutation or commute the sentence. He'll solve the problem, keep him out of jail without going on his word. You think that would be taken any better by the MAGAs or people like you who'd be hypercritical?
Well, I think it'd be more defendable than going back and bald-faced lying to the American people about whether or not you're going to pardon your son. No, I don't think you just wait a couple months and people forget about it.
You knew you were going to do it when you said you weren't. That is the bald-faced lie. Other than that, it's changing your mind, baby, and it's politics.
Yeah, tell your wife that when you don't show up on Saturday night. She says, where were you? Oh, I changed my mind. I was coming home.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Many people with unique homes reach out to Pella because our team of experts can customize windows and doors that match architecture from any era.
I love that I have a home that's 100 years old. It's a historic district, and we didn't want to ruin the look by having modern windows in an older home. When I found out that Pella had an architecturally accurate product line, they simply guided us and helped us to make a great decision for our home.
Order today and get 0% interest for up to 48 months at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Certain restrictions apply in 6/30/2024.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture.
and the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
June is Brain Awareness Month, and the Alzheimer's Association estimates more than 120,000 people are living with the disease in Wisconsin. In the Green Bay area, there are two dementia-friendly neighborhoods hosting what's called Purple Angel Trainings. Here's Advocate Casey Kapelczynski.
It starts from the basics. What is dementia? What do you need to understand about the disease? What sort of things should you be recognizing? And how do you best adjust your behavior to interact with them in a way that's positive for each individual in that interaction?
And the sooner dementia is recognized, the more support can be given.
And the more informed we all are, the sooner we can start treating it with the medications that we have, interventions, diet changes, whatever it might be that your physician recommends.
You can always learn more at ALZ.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
You're listening to the radio show your mother warned you about, The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to The Devil's Advocates radio show. We're going to get to some phone lines at 844-967-2789.
Dom, just a quick follow-up to the Robin Voss recall effort.
Oh, yes.
There was a press conference scheduled for 2:30 today at the Wisconsin Assembly Parlor, which is just feet away from Robin Voss's office. And the people that were throwing the press conference were those seeking to recall the Assembly Speaker, including corrupted former Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman. The AP is reporting no press conference, Dom. Apparently the door locked. Robin Voss had his staff lock him out so they couldn't have a press conference at the traditional press conference place. Well played, Robin Voss. Well played. I mean, why not be a petty bastard?
I mean, that's
how you've served for the last 12 years or so. Right.
Very consistent with what we know.
844-967-2789. I know it's time to get to the phones. Matt from Johnson's Creek, Wisconsin. Welcome, Matt. What do you got for us?
Hello, Matt.
Hey, guys. Dom, I feel you, right? I'm tired of playing by rules if the other side doesn't play by. But I got to go with Crude on this one, because not only is this a ding to his credibility, Tory, to go back on his word, but you got to remember at the end of the day, this is also a gun crime, right? And there are very few things that stand in the way of the wrong people getting a gun. In this form, and admitting that you do drugs and you shouldn't have a gun is one of the few things that we actually do have keeping the wrong people from getting a weapon. And I think if he kind of like wipes that slate clean, he's also undermining the left's entire stance on safe gun ownership, safe and responsible gun ownership.
Sure, Matt, you know,
yeah,
what
after, Matt said. After
consideration, I concur and agree with Crudy. You can solve the problem, help out your family, not go against your word, support the rule of law with a commutation. I'm down, Matt. What do you think about that? Would you be okay with that?
Yeah, I'm fine with that, and I'll be completely honest, Dom. If he pardons him in a lame duck session, I don't really care much about that either. I'd go for that level of dark Brandon or whatever. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, man, great call, Matt. Certainly appreciate your position, and I would like to reoffer my position. I'm with you, Curdy. We agree on a commutation, correct?
Well, when I was questioned about a 25-year sentence for the conviction of Hunter Biden, I said, well, then if I were the old man, I'd commute the sentence. I would perhaps differ from you, because I think if Hunter Biden gets like a year in prison, I think he should serve.
Okay, well, how about 2, 3, 10? Well, I mean, what's
10 gets to be a little steep.
10?
Two or three?
Two?
Two or years. Three. Time off for good behavior.
Are you kidding me, man? Are you kidding me? You know what people go to jail for? Like manslaughter. Get out earlier than that.
844-967-2789. Kurt from Madison. Welcome, Kurt. What do you got for us?
Hi, guys. Hey. Well, here's some quick stats from Mr. Tom Hartman. Last year, 200 million of these same violations. And out of that 200 million, 150 got prosecuted. And they got prosecuted because they used the weapon in some illegal way, unlike Biden, right? But in the end, I side with Kurt. He made his bed. I don't care if he's Biden's son or anybody else. The fact that he should have known better. You know, we're all adults. I agree. You should have figured this out long before now. And I get people with drug addictions make bad choices. But with those bad choices, there comes penalties. And with that penalty, you do your time.
And those are the consequences are where hopefully you grow up and you mature. As a guy who's made some mistakes in my life, I'd like to think it changed me to have consequence. For the better, question mark?
Wait, Kurt, I got a question.
I'm sure it had nothing to do with flipping a car, but outside of that.
Well, that's okay, what I did that earned me the problematic.
What? You lied to your probation officer. You lived with a drug dealer. What are you talking about?
You were drug dealer. You can't hold that against me.
I'm just stating a fact. Hey, Kurt, what is that? What do you think a proper consequence would be for this particular crime, given the circumstances? Not that he didn't use the gun in a crime or anyone got hurt, whatever. But yes, as a matter of fact, he obviously is found convicted. I support the jury and the judicial system. What do you think is an appropriate sentence for something like that?
Well, I would say either the community or just no more than a year. Given everything else being equal, I think anything more than a year would be excessive. But
what if he got 2 years of house arrest at Joe's place in Delaware at the beach?
Well, yeah, you know, I to be honest, I'm going to be a jerk here. For the sake of the political party, I think he does a year behind bars.
Do you believe the conspiracy that Joe Biden is sacrificing his son so that it'll hold up the conviction of Donald Trump?
Well, how it happened is he sat down with his son and he said, you know, I can set you up financially for the rest of your life. You just need to be a patsy, go through this all, you know, be in the clink for a year. We get to point our fingers at the Republicans next time they bring up, you know, any similar situation saying, well, my son did the time. I guess it's time for Trump to do his time.
You're very cute, Kurt. Very cute. Appreciate your call, fella. 844-967-2789. Let's sneak one more in. Dick from Madison. How you doing, Dick?
Hey, Dick.
Oh, good, guys. Well, here's where I would go with it. Me, personally, if it was me making the decision. First of all, another reason for the whole justice system is screwed up. Nothing happened with the gun. I know it could have. No crimes were committed with it, correct? But, yeah, we got a punk like Kyle Rittenhouse who gets a gun illegally, underage, and kills two people, and he walks. Okay, I got over that. Hardly. I haven't still. He's a clown, and he should be in prison. But I'm going to go to the next thing. With all appeals and everything, it could go into 2026, correct? Before anything's decided on Hunter Biden?
No, could go for a while,
not clear, yet. But it could be a while.
Okay, let's say it is. If I'm his dad and he gets reelected, I play just the way the Republicans do. When he sees the outcome, if they win the midterms in 26, I'm pardoning him. In your face.
Pardon or commute, Dick?
Totally pardon him. Because we won the midterms in a big way in 2026, both the House and the Senate. Screw you.
What about candidate Kamala Harris, who's probably, you know, one must assume, going to be running for president? Is she going to want to extend the Screw America platform for four more years? More devils, come on back.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The mayor of Waupun says there's no need to close the local state prison. Four inmates died there in the last year. Ron Bishop says the problems at the prison are for state officials to solve. Wisconsin small business owners say they're worried about proposed cuts to the Affordable Care Act. Krissa Ostenzo owns an optometry clinic with her husband in Ladysmith. She says the premium cap from recent adjustments put health insurance within people's reach.
We always just had to encourage our employees to get health insurance and try to pay them enough to do it. And it really wasn't until the 8% that we succeeded in that. And they started all having health insurance.
Temporary ACA premium caps are set to expire at the end of next year. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Winnebago County Overdose Fatality Review 2023-24 annual report is released, showing 47 overdose deaths last year. Project Manager Jennifer Skolaski says the report only shows a sliver of the problem.
We have data from emergency departments and law enforcement, but with access to Narcan being so wide, which is the best way to prevent overdose deaths, having that access to Narcan, a lot of people don't report that they have had a non-fatal overdose.
Three main drugs are causing the overdoses in Winnebago County: methamphetamine, cocaine, and fentanyl. A former guard at Green Bay Correctional Institution is sentenced to a year in prison and 4 years probation for pushing a woman into a fire pit during a party at her home. 33-year-old Shane Nolan is found guilty of two counts of felony substantial battery and disorderly conduct for pushing 32-year-old Desiree Koss into a fire. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Here's one of Pete's picks. Richard Linklater's latest film, Hitman, starring and co-written by lead actor Glenn Powell, is really good. Powell plays a college professor but works for the police by night, pretending to be a hitman to entrap those looking to have people killed. The story is filled with fun turns, suspense, sweet romance, and is based on a true story. Hitman can be streamed on Netflix and received excellent reviews. What do you do to help restore your image after you accost the host of the Oscars? You show that you are a man of the people by watching your new film Bad Boys: Ride or Die with the commoners. That is what Will Smith did, actually sitting right in the middle of a crowded theater. The actor revealed himself after the end credits. Oh yeah. And you also make sure fan reaction is captured on TikTok by the theater manager, and that there's another camera outside to capture the glory. When Smith went in for handshakes or hugs, most flinched, but no one was slapped. He is back. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Maybe a storm through early evening, otherwise mostly clear and a low in the mid-50s tonight. Partly sunny for tomorrow. Evening storms possible. Some could be strong with damaging wind gusts and large hail. A high to the mid-80s. Thursday, just a slight storm chance and a high near 85. It's 67 right now.
Do you like Delta 8? It'd be cooler if you did. We proudly announced the Devil's Advocates have partnered with Herbal Aspect to bring your newest Delta 8 favorites, Devil's Gummies, exclusively at HerbalAspect.com. Legal for consumption by adults, they may be mailed directly to your home. Always use Devil Radio at checkout to let Herbal Aspect know where you heard them. Order today for delivery. Devil's Gummies and Devil Radio exclusive specials only from HerbalAspect.com. Code Devil Radio. DevilRadioSwag.com. You've asked for it for over a decade. We've finally gotten off our dead and responded. DevilRadioSwag.com. T-shirt and Dom's favorite slimming black, white, or gray. DevilRadioSwag.com. Crew necks, hoodies, coffee mugs, exclusive merchandise of the greatest radio show ever. Only at the DevilRadioSwag.com, because we got bills too.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, Todd Albaugh. Join us next time as we're live in Richland Center with our friend Jane Matinair on the road. Also, Phil Nee from WRCO, WRCE, and more. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
The Devil's Advocates. So relevant, they have one foot in tomorrow.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Tuesday edition, a happy hour when you join it at 844
967-2789. Dom, the Trump campaign has made a few statements about the conviction of Hunter Biden. Two now. One.
Rigged! Rigged! It's a rigged system.
One statement was gracious-ish. The second statement has been amended to be substantially less gracious.
All right. Working hard, the Trump team.
Now, Trump's campaign sent CNN two statements regarding the guilty verdict in Hunter Biden's Delaware federal case on felony gun charges linked to his admitted drug addiction. The news outlet reported Tuesday. So I'm going to jump through. I want to see this, Dom. In an initial statement obtained by CNN, the campaign wrote, "This trial has been nothing more than a distraction from the real crimes of the Biden crime family, which has raked in tens of millions of dollars from China, Russia, and Ukraine. Crooked Joe Biden's reign over the Biden crime criminal empire is also coming to an end on November 5th. And never again will a Biden sell government access for personal profit," says the pot calling the kettle black. And then the initial statement, Dom, "As for Hunter, we wish him well in his recovery and legal affairs." But the Trump campaign then sent an updated statement, striking the well wishes to Hunter. They sent it again. They just don't wish Hunter.
They sent it again when they took out the last couple of sentences?
Yes. Just the, "As for Hunter, we wish him well in his recovery and legal affairs." They no longer wish him well, Dom. You know, I had gotten that very crazy email from Donald Trump earlier today, and, you know, I expected no other reaction. There were so many crazy statements that, you know, it was like hard to follow the sentence structure. There were so many crooked crime family Biden. You know, it was a little difficult. I'm sure you would have done just fine, Dom, but I struggled a little bit to find the logic. Let me.
I think Trump himself struggles a little bit to find the logic.
Sometimes. Yeah, here it was. The original. No, I think it's about the same. He did not, to the email drafted and sent to me this afternoon, Dom, "Trump campaign, make America great again. The trial has been nothing more than a distraction from the real crimes of the Biden crime family, which is raked in tens of millions." So anyways, same statement. No well wishes to Hunter Biden in his recovery or his future legal affairs.
I wonder what the circumstances were, you know, about the sending this out. Hey, is this good? Should we send that? You know, because, you know, someone's, you know, working on this. Someone's got to, hey, we got to, what's our response? Oh, how about it? Oh, you know, people sit down, pen to paper. They come up, they craft their message. Somebody approves it. And what? Then the old man saw it. He's like, oh, hell no. We're not wishing anybody well. F those guys, take it out. Oh, we're going to look like asses if we, you know, resubmit this without that in there.
Exactly. Anyway. That's the tone he's trying to set, Dom.
Well, job well done, Trump.
844-967-2789. Mark from the SAC, welcome back. What do you got?
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, it's a little hard. Hey, guys. It's a little hard when you go down the cul-de-sac of crazy or the roundabout of irrationality of Donald Trump. I mean, you just get stuck in it, and it's just nothing makes
Big Ben,
sense.
Big Ben, Parliament.
It is just, and for the Biden crime family, I don't see any evidence of getting of Joe Biden, you know, that had amassing the
you got to infer the evidence, Mark.
Yeah, infer the hogwash. I mean, the Donald Trump, who repeatedly violated the Emoluments Clause, who they said, well, the, you know, the, I think the excuse was for the Republicans saying we don't need to go after the Emoluments Clause because, after all, he's leaving office. The whole point of the Emoluments Clause is the president is not supposed to be enriching himself while in office, and that's all Donald Trump did. He served himself during the presidency. Rather, he didn't put aside his personal interests during the presidency because he didn't divest himself of his businesses. He continued to operate them as whatever kind of, you know, czar that he thought he was of of the world that he continued to do it. I mean, his family continued to do it. I mean, his daughter Ivanka getting the patents from China.
Chinese patents, right, right. So, but Mark, let me ask you, and because I do struggle with this, and we're arguing about this, and before the show, Curtis like, you know, let's have this conversation. You know, should Joe Biden do it? I'm like, well, it's a matter of when. But you know, pardon versus a commutation. I just think, well, the guy could do something to lessen the blow. You know, should he do it? If he can do it without going against his word, you know, kind of splitting the infinitive, as Curdy likes to say, you know, should he do it? But should we hold our standards, hold ourselves up to and play a different game than what they, quote unquote, do, Mark?
I think he has to hold up his standards that he set for himself so far. I mean, depending on what the sentence is, you know, maybe a commutation at some point is going to be appropriate. But I think we have to get through this. We have to get through the election.
Does he ever spend a day in jail? Does Hunter Biden spend a day in jail on these convictions without his father commutating or pardoning his sentence or conviction?
Well, that's up to the judge, Mark. But does he or should he?
He should. He should spend, because the jury has convicted him, and under our rule of law, if his appeals do not pan out, he should spend time in jail, as should Donald Trump or any criminal. I mean, it was brought up earlier, the irony of Kyle Rittenhouse was brought up earlier, where Kyle Rittenhouse received an illegally purchased gun and didn't pay any penalty for that. And I don't even know if the guy who purchased for him paid any penalty for that at all. And let's face it, the guy went, he went and he murdered two people. He got away with murder. I mean, that if some fool sitting there waving a gun around and you don't know what's happening, I mean, that, I don't know, Kyle Rittenhouse is fortunate to still be breathing, because I don't know what I would have done. The third guy that he shot actually had a firearm, and I don't know if I just witnessed somebody shooting two people, if I wouldn't have assumed the guy was going to shoot me.
That's the whole, Mark. I mean, what a terrible circumstance. You see someone just randomly shooting people, and what do you do? You know what I'm saying? And then that's a hell of a situation to be in, Mark, and I hope no one here has to deal with that. Thanks for calling, man. Always appreciate it.
I got a few.
Up to 25 years, the judge could give. As the reporting, you know, mentioned, that it's unlikely. It could be probation, you know, whatever the judge gives. Curdy, and I'm fine with the justice system. This will be what it'll be, and the judge will come down with what I believe it's what her decision is, and Hunter Biden will have to live with that. He can appeal it, and the old man will have to do what he has to do. But what I'm not doing is saying this is a rigged justice system. What I'm not doing is doxing the jurors. I'm not doing that. I'm not hearing that. I'm not hearing anything like that. So the difference in the reaction between the crimes committed by the Trumps and the crimes committed by the Bidens, as adjudicated through our legal system, the reaction of the families are 100% different. I mean, you could not be more different. The old Joe Biden, the president, says, yes, I believe in the justice system. That's not what Trump says.
Well, unless Joe backslides and pardons his son, which would be an implication that he doesn't respect the justice system. That would be my problem with the action.
Now, I'm sorry. Do you think that people that get pardons, that the presidents who provide them, don't respect the justice system? Is that your position?
I would say there are examples I could point towards. Steve Bannon, okay, for example. I can point all the way back to people that... Carter, pardon me.
Nixon? How about Nixon?
I was going to say Clinton, but I can think of some of the Clinton pardons that were not appropriate at the end there. And I would say, yeah, I call a spade, man. What do you want to hear?
Should Nixon have been pardoned? I'm not clear in your position.
Should Nixon have been pardoned? No, absolutely not. Right. But that's consistent on my behalf. You've taken opposite takes on whether or not Nixon should, and whether or not Hunter Biden should.
Look at the asterisk. Look at the asterisk. I've restated my position. I agree with you. He should not be pardoned. I can say it 10 more times if you like. I, like the president, have the option to change my mind given new circumstances. I had not considered a commutation, which does not do away with the conviction specifically. And there are some circumstances that we still have to deal with as a convicted felon. I'm fine with that. If I say it again, would you consider it my mind changed? I agree with you. I would also further say that anything beyond a couple of months, come on, man, you can put the guy in jail for a year or two. Involuntary manslaughter can get that.
Angie from Monroe says, 11 days jail time. Sounds like a respectable punishment to me. You know, the same number of days he owned the gun for.
Mm.
Others say, Dom, if we live by MAGA standards, this is Cam's contribution, then the Pelosis are going to miss millions on lecterns, tons of defecation in D.C., and Paul, poor Paul. I'm not entirely sure if I understood all the sarcasm there, but I appreciate the contribution. Cam then adds, I don't want him pardoned on the grounds that I don't want to grow old still hearing Hunter Biden's effing name.
Yeah, right.
And then a question. Would CJ pardon Hunter? I doubt he would. Our trash text and attorney buddy from Sherwood, Jeff, says, got to get a year and a day. Any sentence over a year qualifies for good time, 85% of sentence. But Hunter won't get prison. 30 days house arrest. You got to commute that, Dom? 30 days of house arrest?
No, absolutely not.
You'd let him serve the 30 days at the house? And then a year and a day. Lock him up. Dom is right always. Who's this caller? I need to ban them.
Hang on, I changed my mind. I'm not down for the pardon. I'm down for the commutation.
So another texter chastises yours truly. Crudy, it's okay to pardon Michael Flynn, Roger Stone, Steve Bannon, etc. All were pardoned by four federal felonies, crimes against our country. Hunter Biden did not commit treason or crimes against our country. Pardon him, says the texter. Well, yeah, I disagree with you as well. 844-967-2789. We got to get a caller. Jeannie from Eau Claire. How you doing, Jeannie? Who do you agree Jeannie. With? Only one of us can be right.
I don't know if I could either one of you.
Play favorites, Mom. Who's your favorite child?
Well, you both are. I tell you.
That's what my mom said.
In a minute. Well, you know, in all honesty, you know, we had Rittenhouse, and I felt the same way Dick did when he called in. And it's like, yep, all the different people that have gotten away with significant crimes. You know, he didn't pull an insurrection. He didn't carry a gun on an airplane like my representative did, and nothing happened to him. You know, there's been a lot. Oh, did Marjorie Taylor Greene try to bring a gun out on the floor? Didn't she get fined? You know, I mean, there's so many things here, but, you know, if we're setting examples here, don't they usually listen to, like, an investigation, like, you know, what kind of danger is he? Did he learn from his lesson? Did he? Is he remorseful? Did he really want the gun? Did he ever load the gun? Did he even point the gun at anybody? You know, this is significant, too. You know, just buying a gun, was he threatened? But the main point is he lied on the form. I say slap his hands. If he does anything bad after that, well, maybe he has to serve some time. Also, I would be afraid for his life. The way that people are, you know, the MAGAs are going after the Bidens, the crime family and stuff like that, I would be fearful something would happen to him. And that I think, would be something I would be thinking of, too. So, and commutate his sentence, too, because he didn't threaten anybody. He didn't do anything with that gun. But yet you're supposed to tell the truth on federal form. So there you got my take on it, guys. I don't know if it helped or not.
Well, we certainly appreciate it, Jeannie. That's why we have the conversations. Thank you for calling 844-967-2789.
On the prior Trump statement, it's being speculated that the first draft was written by ChatGPT, and then they edited it and took out the well wishes for Hunter Biden and his continued recovery. That, or, you know, the old man Trump saw it. Take that out! You know it was Trump. I did like this one. President Biden should check into a hospital for minor surgery, make VP Harris temporary president, she pardons Hunter, then return the presidency to Biden. More Devil's Advocates.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt, your former mayor of Green Bay. You know, I've always cared about local issues. I still do. Join me on my new show, Lean Local, here on WGBW. I'll interview community leaders and elected officials, discuss the economy and development projects, and we'll talk about the future of education here in Greater Green Bay. As they say, all politics is local. So join me for Lean Local, Sunday at 1 p.m., on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 WGBW.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in a quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now at WGBW.FM. Your news just for the Green Bay area. I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
The big and tall of political talk, the Devil's Advocates.
And thank you for listening to Devils Advocates Radio Show. Phone lines open. Going there next at 844-967-2789. A little timeline from the Washington Post found this. What was the date? October 12th of 2018 is when Hunter bought the 38 caliber Colt.
6 years ago.
2018. Yep.
Okay. I wanted to turn my attention to another alleged criminal, just for a moment, Tom. Do you see the mugshot of Rudy Giuliani in the booking photo in Arizona?
I see it in my nightmares scheme when I close my eyes. What a creepy ass photo, man. What is wrong with that dude?
Now, he's trying to smile, Dom, and he's kind of grinning with his leading front toothy, sort of an Eric Trumpy smile, but then he's tipped his forehead forward, and it kind of gives him a maniacal look, Dom. That or, you know, like a guy who just realized he spilt his martini and, oh,
oh
at least saved the olives. So, anyways, the indictment has been processed and a Giuliani spokesperson was not immediately available to respond to email. But Giuliani pled not guilty in May to 9 felony charges stemming from his alleged role in the fake electors effort. He is among 18 people indicted in the Arizona court, including Trump attorneys John Eastman, Christina Bob, and Jenna Ellis. Hasn't she suffered enough? She sat through the Michigan legislative hearing next to Rudy when he was...
The flatulence.
Yes, and she had to sit there and pretend like nothing was happening. Also, Dom, former Trump presidential chief of staff, and I'm encouraged to see that Mark Meadows was charged, and Trump 2020 Election Day operations director Mike Roman pled not guilty Friday in Phoenix to 9 felony charges for their alleged role in the scheme. But he looks very much... Rudy Ali, he reminds me of Jack Nicholson in The Shining.
Yeah, a little bit.
I mean,
he's old though.
Less hair.
Old. Yeah, yeah. The hair is
all work and no play makes Rudy a dull boy.
He's working hard over there, Rudy. Yeah, it's a creeper picture. You know, maybe he was trying to do the like a more of a comedy version of Donald Trump's scowl. You know, he's looking down, and but that, the forehead looks like it's monstrous because he's kind of leaning forward, but maybe he's trying to hide the jowls. Hard to say.
not a flattering picture of the former America's mayor.
That, or they've taken the picture mid face plant, like he's passed out. He's about to tip forward on the table, and they snapped a photo mid tumble.
It was stumbling forward when they took that shot.
844-967-2789. Annie from Watertown, I see you on the text line today. Thanks for your contributions. What do you got for us?
Hi, Annie.
Picture, as far as Rudy Giuliani, I mean, doesn't pictures tell 1,000 words or whatever they say? Curdy, I'm really disappointed. You seem bound and determined to throw shade on Joe Biden by saying, oh, he's gonna,
Joe Biden, you know. Joe Biden didn't commit any crimes. Hunter Biden is alleged to have committed crimes. How am I casting aspersions on Joe? Joe made a statement. If he stands by it, I got no problems with Joe.
I know, but you sound just so promoting the idea that he's not gonna stick to that.
Not going to and shouldn't. I say a man of character honors his word, even if it's his kid. The kid's not going to learn unless he suffers the consequence. And it might be tough on the old man, but you go, Annie.
I guess you don't realize how you come across. You come across as very much expecting him to be the bad person, you know.
No, I'm expecting he does the right thing and continues to love his son and supports his son, but does not do anything utilizing the power of the presidency or the pardon.
Expectation. Annie, what about commuting the sentence? Does that solve? I want to hear both of you. Commuting the sentence, Annie, you'd be okay with that versus a pardon, and he'd be able to follow his word, and he'd be able to, depending on the sentence, help his son out if he needed to.
Like I said in my text, you know, it very much, I think Hunter Biden everybody would be in very much danger. You guys would be in danger if Trump will become president. That would be a different thing. But also, it is pretty obvious they're saying weaponization. I mean, this is the facts behind who is ever prosecuted for this crime is something to take into consideration. But what I'm hearing is Joe Biden will not just say, no, I'm going to listen to the courts. I respect the courts. That's the thing. Yeah. He's respecting the courts. Would he do that? No. But I just hear Crudy saying, oh, he's not going to do that. I mean,
that's
not at
all what I've said, Annie. I think he should respect the courts and be.
Okay. Can you respect the courts and follow through on your word and commute the sentence? Would you still be objecting to that, Crudy?
Well, I'm the one that made the suggestion to you, Dom. Yeah, so okay. Clearly, I would have less issue with the commutation.
Okay, less, but still some?
Depends on what it is. Like I said, you said, what if Hunter gets 25 years? I said I would commute his sentence. And we talked about a year long.
The power of the presidency to benefit his son, because you think 25 years is too long for this crime.
Yes, I do believe 25 years is too long, but I don't think that will be the outcome. I think we might see a year or two. Maybe it's 30 days of house arrest. And I think if Joe took that modest consequence off the table, I think that would be problematic. I think that would be a poor example set. To whom? Donald Trump, the MAGA, the American people, the electorate. That's whom? To Crudy, the only guy I care about.
Thank you.
Come back, more devils. That's not what I said, Annie.
Here's Johnny. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Earl Ingram.
Wednesday morning, I'll be joined by Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, for our weekly conversation. We'll talk about what Citizen Action is up to and a whole lot more.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this. Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.